Hare Rama. Thank you. That space is not filled, it is very dangerous for an individual, because here by nature the living entity is ananda mayo vyasa, is full of ananda, and if that Krishnananda is not there, that nectar of Krishna consciousness, Krishna bhavanamrita, was the word which Srila Prabhupada used to use. If that nectar is not there, we will try to fill it up with some other nectar. Nectar is not the right word, but some other things, in order to somehow fill that hole or fill that vacuum. We will be forced to do that. If there is no higher taste, we will have to go for the lower taste, because we are taste lovers. We need that, like the breath, the air, or the water, or the food. We do need some type of taste. And Krishna has been described by Rupa Goswami as the Akila Rasamrita Murti, that is, that form who's full with unlimited, Akila means unlimited rasas or tastes. So for each particular living entity, each single one which is there, including ourselves, we are also in that category, Krishna is there for them, for all these living entities, and therefore and he's there for them in a particular space, and that is the place of the heart, the space of the heart. And if that becomes empty, if Krishna is not there but other things are there, we have a hole in the heart. It's a little bit dangerous to have a hole in the lung. It almost makes a whistling sound like this when you have a hole in the lung. But it's, no one can survive with a hole in the heart. It's not possible. Also, in that other sense, where we don't speak of a physical hole, when we speak of the hole of Krishna, the Krishna hole, that's a big problem here. So when we start a festival, I always notice, see, I sit in a unique situation. I sit here and the rest sits before me. No one else sits just exactly at the same spot. When it's very full, sometimes devotees come up to here, but they still somehow during the lectures or presentations look all in my direction. I'm the only one who looks in your directions. Also, my ears are the only ears which listen in your direction. And also my more subtle senses, my intuition, my sensing a crowd, it's called, you know, you can feel the crowd, is all directed, all my antennas are directed in your direction. I'm in a unique position because of that. And therefore I can see something and feel something which maybe you cannot so easily feel or see. But I believe when I tell you what I see or what I feel, you will say, aha, now I understand. What I see and feel is that when you first come at a festival, you are different than now. What I hear is when you do kirtan at the beginning of a festival, it sounds entirely different from now. What I also can see is the way you move during kirtan is entirely different. For instance, a person like Bhakti Devi, I hope she will agree that I use her as an example. At the beginning of the kirtan, at the beginning of the festival, it sits like this, but at the end, she goes like this. No. Oh, there's a reason. Her heart has been softened. Also, Radha Kripa was going like this. They were the two, like two parrots, to the Vrindavan parrots. I can see all these things, whereas you cannot so easily see because I'm sitting here and you are sitting there. In brief, what we can say is that at the beginning of the festival, your consciousness is in one way, and at the closure of the festival, it is in a different way. I'm speaking of empirical facts. This is not what I've given you examples. You know, I could have a tape recorder here, which I did at times. You will see at the end, the sound is louder. You will see. You can really measure it. You can write a doctoral thesis about what happens during a spiritual festival. And you would have to say, the participants in the festival, their consciousness is changing, and as a result also their behavior changes, the loudness of their voices, their movements. And those who are a little spiritually attuned would say their hearts are more purified. So at every end of the festival, or Japa retreat or pilgrimage, I like to close the festival give something of value. I believe what we have experienced in this festival, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, is that our heart and consciousness is more softened. Lord Nityananda, as we hear in scripture, is extremely merciful.
Karavan je paralizirao sve, ne može se niko više začvati.
Blokirate.
Laguna, riječka, izgledati. Ne to je u Đašu, mislim da je u Đašu.
Nije
u Đašu. Ok.
Yes? I think it is because Lord Nityananda is very merciful that during Nityananda's appearance day, some extra mercy is given. I remember this morning I had a very interesting conversation with one devotee. He was a hippie and he was very expert in taking intoxications. So they had a friend here in Zagreb who kept like an open apartment, you know, free usage of the space, like hippies do. There was a coming and going of young hippies. And Prema Murthy, just ask Kataline to just come for 1 second, the person whom you are driving now to the airport. Kataline, Natalie is getting there. So he said they were just go as friends in this apartment and take drugs and listen to music. So once, as they were listening to music and taking drugs, there was some music, all of a sudden he heard the song, Kota Nitai, Kota Nitai, Kota Nitai, Kota Nitai, Kota Nitai, Kota Nitai. Who like me? It means, who is as merciful as Nityananda? I just want to say Hari Bol, thank you for coming all the way from Vancouver. Please greet the Vancouver devotees from us. We wish you safe travels and come again and again and again to Zagreb. Yes. Hare Krishna, safe travels. So all of a sudden all these hippies hear this Kodani time, and whereas they did not notice the song of electro music, there was electro music or rock and roll or technocratical music or different styles of music, now everyone was just silent, stopped whatever they were doing and listened to the whole song. No one knows how this song made it into the tape recorder, but everyone felt paralyzed and Vidiš to? So this song, as you were just hearing, what was heard by all these young people who were totally absent-minded, who were engaged in sinful activities, who were out of their minds and out of their lives, and all of a sudden Lord Nityananda came in the form of his sound vibration, and this devotee, this person who was there, later became a wonderful devotee. He was saved, and he remembers this was his first contact with Krishna consciousness. There may be even others in the room who were there and who heard this and who were contacted by the Lord Nityananda in the form of his holy name and brought to the next level in their life. So I think, who is there as merciful as the one who is ready to forgive even the gravest offense, like the ones which Jaga and Madai did? Who is more merciful than this Lord Balaram, who came as Nityananda to save the fallen souls in the age of Kali? And therefore this festival is special. If you, in the beginning of the festival, the atmosphere was a little bit like an empty bowl, you know, an empty vessel, an empty pot, you could say. No, it's not entirely right. It was a pot full with the wrong things. The atmosphere was distracted, and maybe devotees were worried. They brought their worries with them. But then, during the festival, the pot emptied out, the worries went out, and the pot was filled with Krishna consciousness. And now the atmosphere is full, whereas in the beginning it was full of the wrong things. Now it's full of the right things. So the question now is, how will you keep the atmosphere intact? And what is alive when your heart is empty? What type of life do you have? I'm remembering today how Mother Yashoda whose heart was full of Krishna, how she felt when Krishna left Vrindavan. First of all, you must know, every morning she used to wake Krishna up. One morning she told to one of her best friends what she felt when she came in the room and saw Krishna still sleeping. She said, "My dear friend, today I just could not wake up my darling boy. For when I gazed at his charming face, my eyes filled with greed to keep on drinking his unique loveliness. And therefore my eyes did not allow my tongue to speak. Vega, Vega." Then Nanda came just after Yashoda in the bedroom of Krishna and saw Krishna's bluish face, you know, lying on the whitish cushion. And he could not restrain himself and lifted up, you know, Krishna had turned around and had covered his face with a, I think it's called coverlet, a thin white blanket, because he felt his parents were in the room, so he wanted to sleep a bit longer. So when Nanda coming in, he's the father of the Lord, he said, I cannot see the face of my little darling boy, and he pulled the cover down, and then he saw the face of Krishna. Later he spoke to one of his best friends what he felt when he had the darshan of Krishna. He said, no more the night was oppressive. His face was so beautiful. Even a million gods of love are no competition to the beauty which emanates from the face of my Lord. I feel the face of my Lord is like the crimson colored ball of the sun which rises in the eastern horizon. Now, where I have seen the face of Krishna, my dear friend, listen. I feel hope in my heart. The darkness of despair and doubt which troubled me in the night when I did not see Krishna has gone away. Just by the darshan of the face of my boy, the net of Maya rips asunder. Everyone who has the darshan of the face of my Krishna will no longer be troubled by the net of Maya. When the other Brijbasis heard that Krishna had been awakened by Mother Yashoda and by Nanda Maharaj, and was Krishna, you know, stretched himself so beautifully, and immediately a smile came on his face even before he opened his eyes. Then he yawned, got up from his bed and touched with his right foot Mother Earth. Then Krishna said, and hearing that Krishna was awake, no one could leave. In fact, all of the Brijbasis immediately came to greet Lord Krishna affectionately. All of Braj forgot everything else and rushed to his bedside. I'm sorry, you may leave. You may leave. You have our permission. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Anjana, for coming. And Mandaleshwari, thank you. Thank you for coming, Mandaleshwari. Hare Krishna. Then, you know, when all the Brijbasis, knowing that Krishna is awake, stood before the palace of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda told Krishna, the ladies of Braj have stringed a garland of flowers of many kinds and wait to greet you. Oh, darling boys, if you don't believe me, open your large eyes and see for yourself. They stand there with garlands for you. In this way, the Brijbasis every day came to see Krishna. Now when Lord Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, it was a very, very difficult life for the Brijbasis. It is described when they saw the chariot with Krishna and Balaram leaving in the direction of Mathura, they stood like dolls painted in a painting, they couldn't move. Only many months later, Mother Yashoda, just very briefly, spoke with Devaki. Oh, Devaki, I have brought the toys of Krishna to Mathura. Everyone says you are the mother of Krishna. If this is so, I will serve you, but please, please give me some service to serve my darling Lord Krishna. You cannot believe how the devotees in Vrindavan felt in Krishna's absence. And because they felt like that, Krishna came in another form. It is called the Bhava Rupa, the love form, the form of love, to Vrindavan, and stayed with them in this other form. There is no difference between Krishna's one form and Krishna's other form. So Krishna stayed. I want to suggest something for you. Now, because of the festival, we are all in a higher state of Krishna consciousness than we were before the festival. Now, can we say like this, or if this is realistic, or it is too euphoric? I think we all feel like this. It feels different, no? Gaur Govinda, it is definitely different. So, Tridasharoy, you also told me some highlights which you had seen. So it is different. It was a nice festival. I think we all felt blessed. I believe, especially during Nityananda's appearance day, in the kirtans. Oh, it was wonderful. So the question is now, if we go out, will we suffer from the emptiness of our heart, which comes when this atmosphere is not around us? Many, many, many devotees have reported to me that this is a problem for them. They come to festivals or retreats or to Vrindavan, and after some time, this atmosphere which they feel leaves them again. Can you sympathize with these devotees? It's something which we also feel sometimes. The Bhagavatam says this is because we have holes in our hearts. These holes, what are they? Please don't look so sad. We will give a solution. These sad holes which we have, our desires to enjoy separately from Krishna. And when these holes are there, it leaves us. So I would like you to fill these holes, so to stop the atmosphere from leaking out. And there is really no better advice I can give or suggestion is keep strong association. This strong association will give you positive impulses. And that was my present to all of you. My present to all of you is this online community of care. We try to do that community of care in different places, and it is going on quite nice. There are some places where it's going very nice, but also in those countries where devotees dünner gesät sind, how do you say this in English, where there are lesser devotees in one place, they find it difficult to associate. Also they find it difficult because they work all day, and then when they come back in the evening, wow, then they are hungry, they have to eat. And after eating, they know that we have only 1 hour or 1.5 hours before brother sleep comes and gives us a knock on the head so that we fall in our bed pain. So there's not much to do. So I really would like to remind all of you of this idea of the community of care, which Bhanunandini and Madan Mohan and also Bhakta Rajesh from India. Where in India, please?
Mumbai.
From Mumbai have organized. It was actually Rajesh's initial idea, and then Bhanunandini had that somewhere on his her to-do list, secretarial list, and then put her mind into it and gathered a team which supports Rajesh. And now it's really going well. Some very good brains are working in that community of care to make it attractive and possible. Please, my dear devotees, help me to develop this, because I have really this strong desire in my life. I just want to care for you. It's somehow, especially as I grow older, I feel it is my sacred responsibility to all of you and to Srila Prabhupada. Because you know, you might be wondering, how does it feel on your side where you sit? My dear devotees, it feels both wonderful to receive so much love, it feels so ecstatic, and also one feels obliged, I would say. Lovingly obliged. No? You know, when you receive so much, like I receive from you, so much gifts, such first-class presents, you know. I have, for instance, a new cushion. You can sleep on it, and it smells like a forest. You relax immediately. I have such first-class presents. If I would tell you everything, but I have only the opportunity to look strongly at the cushion, so I know all about the cushion. But the other presents I will have to look at in Germany, because there was not much time. I looked at a few notebooks and a few other things, candles I got, and so on. But one feels, I just can't take, and I should not just take from these devotees. They are not super rich. Maybe some of you are super rich. I know we have a few. I know of one. No, I know of two multimillionaires who are super rich. But they, if you're rich, it doesn't really mean you have more money. You have usually more worries to see and it's rightly placed and invested, and it needs to be turned around. And the money needs to be turned around, all this, like, I don't know, like drying vegetables, you know. It's a lot of work. So I'm receiving so many gifts, so much attention. How nice you have written your offerings. I had a chance to read a few of the offerings. Wow! You heard the offerings. You heard a good, I think, 4 or 5 offerings we heard. How nicely they were expressed. You know, so much feeling. Then I feel I should not just take this. I should give more back. More than which is given. This is how I feel. That's how I'm trained in spiritual life. That is Prabhupada's example. He would be for his disciples, from morning to evening he was there. He was not resting. even. He said, I wrote these books for you. They are not meant for distribution. They're for you, to train you. He said like this. He said, why do I get up at 12 o'clock in the night to write these books? I don't have to, but I'm doing it for you. He said at one time. So this is the example of my exalted spiritual master, and I like to follow that. And you may think you are my servants, but I think I'm your servant. That is how I feel. But it's difficult, you know, when you travel all over the world and when you are always so super busy like me. I cannot spend with each one of you the time which I would like to spend. So my solution is I'm writing for you, I'm putting, I have a web page, and now this, I don't really know how it's called, this online community, at least it's the online community, is a great opportunity for us to have association. And it's an opportunity. I thought, you know, when I asked one devotee what was the highlight of doing this festival, he said to me, you know, I saw all these devotees together and I talked with them. It gave me so much encouragement in my life. You know, so that online community is, I might get boring for you after some time, but there are many devotees there you can access, and I can only understand it with a picture. It's like Nityananda's appearance day in the computer, 24 hours a day for 365 days a year. For many years, hopefully. That's what it is. You know, you can meet everyone through the computer and stay in your room and eat your pizza at the same time, or do what you need to do. You know? So it is something. But I can understand maybe some of you are not so computer-minded. I have a surprise. I will learn the computer now. One gift is there. I have received a tablet. Tablet is something super new, and you can get all the books in the tablet. If some of you get some email books, which I don't have, please send them to me. I hear you can have a whole Zagreb library in there. Is it like in the tablet? And I will now learn. I will do one step at a time because I know absolutely nothing of computer. I think this, you know, the modern, I feel a little bit ashamed that the modern computer got me finally. But it's only for books, you know. There's nothing else. The books on the tablet it's called. It is super easy, I hear, but of course some instructions must be given. So this is my however you do it, online community of care is our present to you, my present to you this year. But there are also obviously other ways. I think nice meetings, invite devotees to your home, cook for them, serve them nice prasadam, wash their feet, maybe not, they won't like that, and take care of each other, then you will then the heart won't get such holes. And if there are holes, that is desires separate from Krishna, they will be stuffed or closed by the inspiring association. This is what helped the Brijvasis. They spent discussing about Krishna when Krishna left for Vrindavan, and as they discussed about Krishna, Krishna appeared before them. Many years later, Balaram came from Dwaraka and he saw the Brijvasis in that inconceivable state of still lamenting for Krishna. So as he saw these devotees were suffering from the absence of Krishna, who had first gone to Mathura and then gone to Dwaraka, Balaram began to talk about Krishna's pastimes. And as he poured the nectar of Krishna consciousness in their ear, the Brijvasis could see Krishna appearing by the Krishna Katha of Balaram. So when you have good association, my dear devotees, I mean good association, not just, please, when you are together with devotees, don't just talk like, you know, about cars, new dresses, new iPhones, and all the things you think about when you're not thinking of Krishna. Try to keep this Sangha sacred. Try to find and make it a forum in which Krishna consciousness is exchanged. And you will see how your heart will remain full. It really works. This is what worked for the Brijvasis. It works. It worked throughout the centuries. It will work also for us. Build a community amongst yourself which cares for others. And with this community, I don't mean just disciples. We have the online thing that's a disciple. It's only of friends of disciples. You know, it's the idea there is some type of how do you say this in proper English? Some type of bonding, which is due to the fact that yes, we are all one spiritual family, but as I've always said again and again, let's not just keep contact amongst ourselves. That's one thing. Where that need to have the spiritual master and to hear him and to see a new film. We want to make a film how about our lake and you know, talking about Krishna on the lake and something interesting, you know. In spring, I want to do this film for you. Because we have a beautiful lake we call the Lake Yamuna, you know, and so there is a possibility that we have confidential talks, and I can't talk to the world like I talk to the disciples, because the world doesn't know the things which the disciples have heard about, so I will be there, but then outside of this, there should be every devotee should be welcomed and served, greeted and cared for, and that will give you a full heart. That will seal the holes in the heart, and that will take care that the nectar remains inside and doesn't leave you. This is what I wanted to say in parting. I thank you very much. I wanted to see if some of you have some questions which you would like to ask in this forum. I will not be able, unfortunately, to see each one. I will see as many as I can. For these things which need to be discussed in person or private. But if you have some questions here for this forum, I would appreciate it. If you ask them now. Yes, Hari Prasad.
Here.
We will give you a microphone.
So when we return to our lives, we need to be bringing this festival with us. And one thing that you had mentioned at the beginning was to expect miracles, which is something which I resonate with very much. But I struggle with it because as soon as you expect, there's an attachment. And when you're attached, then you can be disappointed, and it can have the opposite effect. So how do we, what's the appropriate attunement, and how do we stay attuned to really the right attitude? Because I find that we fluctuate, or I tend to fluctuate personally, between expecting miracles and being very jaded and, you know, okay, I just got to get through this day as Krishna conscious as I possibly can, but there are not going to be any miracles today. So what can we do?
Jaded means to be down and out?
Jaded means to be, it's a little like tired of things and not really so receptive to what could be.
I will give you now the secret. In the book of the way, the way of the great departure, I revealed some of my heart and say, I live with miracles. I cannot imagine to live without miracles. I wrote a sentence like this. And here is how miracles come. Keep this in your mind. First of all, miracles, or let us say mercy of Krishna, is something which you cannot make happen. And when you run after them, when you by expecting them, they seem to go away. It's like it's they're not there. You have to be in a receiver mode. You have to be unattached, or let me say, accepting for what comes. By just this humble, submissive mood, remember on Nityananda's appearance day, he said, he gives his kripa to all those who fall down before him. This is a general principle. By just, and then the second is, you need to do the right thing. As much as you can do. The right thing means you need to do bhakti. If you follow this little formula, which you, I hope you will hear it again and then discuss it with your devotee friends and devotee superiors and peers and so on. If you do the right thing, that is, first you put Krishna in your mind, then you put your activities forward, then you do it with the desire to please Krishna. And then the next thing is, you try to make Krishna your, or the bhakti, your only goal, and you just be a little bit on the guard to not let other things come in the way. You know. There will be miracles. Guaranteed. It cannot be otherwise. Because Krishna comes, this is in the verse of this is in the Bhagavatam, Krishna comes in the heart, or Krishna becomes active in that heart where he is invited. He just comes there, and he will do the work. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if we invite Krishna on the throne of our heart, he speaks like this. Then Krishna will come and he will be like the rising sun. More and more of this will come. Hari Prasad, you are looking, yeah, I want to believe this man. New York. You need to go to New York to understand what is New York. I want to believe it. I kind of have faith, but it's an effort of faith to believe you.
I have a follow-up in mind.
No, you just, we can make it. We can make a deal. If you try this for half a year, every day, if it doesn't work, I give you $1,000.
Okay.
Would you like to try? But it's every
then I'm
day.
Give you back the Lakshmi.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, you're on.
Any other question? Go ahead.
Welcome,
Kukutni, Sandra. Welcome. You have entered the forest of Vrindavan.
When you were speaking, Gumash, about having holes as our main problem of after festival, I was somehow remembering there was a pastime of Krishna where Srimati Radharani had to fetch water with a bowl full with holes. But I don't remember so good how it goes.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
The highest rasa in Vrindavan is the parakiya rasa, the love between unwedded ones. So Radharani is not wedded or married to Krishna. And as much as Krishna and Radha try to hide the fact that they have spent the night dancing together at the banks of the Yamuna, sometimes rumors, they leak out. And these rumors always get to Jatila, who is the mother-in-law of Radharani, or the mother of Abhimanyu, the so-called husband of Radha. Jatila means a matted intelligence. Some people have jatas, matted locks. Some appreciate this very much for some reason. And others have matted intelligence, entangled intelligence. So she is very crooked and intelligent in her intelligence. So she says, I have heard enough. The evidence is there, but all I've heard, Krishna is polluting the wives of the married Brijvasis. It's very bad. We will go and report this to King Kamsa. He will come with his army. He will capture Krishna and torture him. So you must know, whatever the devotees in Vrindavan say, even such words which you have heard now, they do this out of love for Krishna. Their love manifests in certain ways. I have seen, for instance, in Balkane, the way that they love in Serbia, for instance, when they love each other very much, they talk very loudly. When I was first there, I thought, my God, do they soon jump on each other and fight? No, it's a way of expressing affection, you know. Those who are not from Serbia cannot understand, and our Serbian devotees need to learn that amongst themselves. But when they act in an international situation, then a little bit more reserved. So Jatila sometimes obstructs the Leela of Radha and Krishna's meeting in order to intensify their love more, and that Radha and Krishna find new ways to meet. So here, when the news came out, Radha was grief-stricken, because it was so true. Yes, she went out of the house to meet Krishna at the banks of the Yamuna and danced with him. So at this time, when there was all this talk going on, all of a sudden Krishna became very ill. A severe fever raged through his body, and Yashoda was beside herself. If this fever would not be brought down, they would lose Krishna. So as Krishna was groaning and Krishna in another form, Krishna took the form of a very good doctor. He knocked at the house of Yashoda and said, "I'm a first class doctor. I heard your son is dying. He was dressed really by dhoti, everything paka. Your son is dying. This doctor, I must say, was someone who was sent by Krishna. This is how I understand. Who he exactly is very difficult to understand. But your son is dying. Yes, said Yashoda. Can you cure him? Well, let me first do some astrological calculation, said the doctor, to see what is wrong and what is the best cure. So he sat down in the dust of Braj and he made some lines in the dust. The astrological calculation. Oh, he said, there's a problem. There is an easy cure, but this cure is so difficult to get in Vrindavan. The cure is Krishna must be bathed in the water which has been fetched from the Yamuna by an absolutely chaste woman. And the way to find out if this woman is, if the woman is chaste, is we need to take a bucket with 1,000 holes, and she needs to go to the Yamuna, put it on the head, and then when no water comes out, this is a sign she's chaste. I don't know what would happen if we would do this with our majesties, because you take the bucket and that's a risky thing. But in old times, this was called the language which we have in German for these things are Feuerprobe or Ein Gottes Urteil. It means that the test by going through the fire, which would be a judgment of God. When there was a criminal in medieval Germany, and you would want to find, and you didn't know, did he do it or did he not do it? You would throw him, for instance, with the bound hands and feet into the river. And if he would come up, he would be all right. And if he would drown, bad luck. He would be wrong, you know. It would be understood, if God would make the criminal float, he was innocent. And if he would make him, if he drowned him, he was bad. This was a judgment of God. And it is in old cultures, it is known, there are such testing methods. Are you out or not? And now what is left of this in modern times is, you take a flower, and before you make a decision, like, should I marry or should I not marry? And you go, ele, mele, mu. Whatever is left, you know, that is the judgment of God. You know. There is something left of this idea in contemporary history, you know. Something small. I mean, it's, anyway, so we must now find a super chaste woman. And only she will be able to bring water from the Yamuna in a bucket which is drilled with 1,000 holes. The water will be inside, and then this water will be poured over Krishna, and Krishna will be healthy. But, said the doctor, the problem is the women of Braj are not chaste. But they are very chaste. Only there's this problem with them. Let's not talk about it now. We need to save Krishna. She was also crying. So they went, all the gopis, they went, and they did this. And of course, no bucket holds water when there is a hole in it. It was one of Krishna's creative ideas. You will see how it goes. So everyone was, this woman went, that woman went, that one, then an elder, then they got an elderly lady who was beyond all doubt. And finally, they said, let us ask Jatila. She is super chaste. So Jatila had to go with the bucket, the Brijvasi story, get the water. The water stayed in the bucket, you know, because Krishna made by his energy, so it stayed very nicely in the bucket. All the other ladies, it started to leave in the beginning when they took the water. Wow, said Jatila, I know, I'm the only pious lady here in Braj. And put it on the head in order to bring it to an underground. And the moment she started to walk, all the water came out and drenched her. She looked so foolish. Kutila was brought. No, the water didn't stay in the bucket with any one of them. Then the Krishna doctor said, I knew it's not possible with you people here. Yeshua said, but can you not please make it another calculation? Maybe you can find one super chaste person. I doubt it, said the doctor, but he made another calculation. How? Well, found someone, Radharani, said. Oh, very good, said Yatila. Let Radharani go. But then Radha was already very much finished, you know. So she went, I will ruin everything. No, not me. No, the doctor said, Radha. Okay. So she went, Radha took the bucket. No water was coming out. She put the bucket on her head. Still no water was coming out. She did her first 5 steps. No water was coming out. Everyone chanted, Radhe, 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 and then so on. She walked all the way to where Krishna was. No water came out. Then the doctor took the water, gave Krishna a bath, and Radha became known as the most chaste lady in Braj by Krishna's arrangement. You wanted to know this past. Yes. Hare Krishna. I think we have now come to a good end, but let us see if someone else is here who wishes to ask a question. Gaur Govinda, you will get the last question. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna.
Can you tell us?
Yes, sorry.
Can you tell us which quality of Krishna inspires you the most for this moment of your life, and maybe a pastime related to that quality coming forward?
I just like that Krishna doesn't see the faults of his devotees. He doesn't look for faults. When the eyes of God are upon you, he doesn't want to see your mistakes. He doesn't see them, in fact. He sees only the good qualities. It's different than we in the world who see mostly the faults. He sees only the good qualities. And I particularly had a realization of this when I gave a Govardhan Katha at Govardhan and talked about, you know, Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill because he was, and the Brijvasis were attacked by Indra with the rainstorms. And, you know, when everything was over, the rainstorm, the rain clouds were caught back by Indra. and Krishna had placed Giriraj back into his old place, then Indra wanted to beg for forgiveness. And he came on foot to see Krishna and asked him. Now when Krishna saw Indra, Indra had just tried to attack and kill the Vrijvasis. I mean, there was a big fault with Indra. He just greeted him and said, Indra, you've come all the way just to see me. I'm so sorry that I took your yagya and used it to worship Giriraj. Please forgive me. So at that time, Indra still thought Krishna is sarcastically setting him up to really have him punished by Yamaraj. But as Krishna continued to talk, it's beautiful, it is clear, he acknowledges Indra as his servant and he does not give him up when he does a mistake. Then they have a heart-to-heart talk. Krishna corrects his servants, that he does, but he never gives them up. So he asks, I just have this one question to you, Indra. How could you attack me? I'm your lord. I became angry, said Indra. And when my mind was bewildered by anger, I lost all my devotion. Yeah, said Krishna, but how could you become angry? You are intelligent. By your intelligence, you could have checked your anger. Indra said, you know, I'm a person of this world. And my intelligence was not very strong because I was intoxicated by wealth. I'm intoxicated. When someone is intoxicated by being rich, then his intelligence is gone. So therefore I did this. So they had a heart-to-heart talk. Krishna corrected him in this talk, but he never gave him up because he doesn't see the mistakes of devotees. And I do like these qualities about Krishna because I see all the time faults in myself and it gives me some trouble, you know. And I feel, for instance, during the festival, I see these things. Devotees come sometimes to me and want that I do things, and sometimes I have to say no because it doesn't make sense in my perspective. And then sometimes devotees feel hurt when I say no and they want something. And then I feel I didn't communicate properly, and so on. I always see these things, you know, and I want to do better next time, and so on. I have a vision which sees faults. In my own case, and sometimes, you know, it says when you want to be a guru, you have to correct the disciples because no one else will do it. Prabhupada said, "This is my." He said something. I don't forget what it is. My duty to correct the disciples, and older devotees, not just gurus, have to sometimes do this. It's a thankless job, you know, because it's not always accepted with gratitude, which is natural, you know, it's not the fault of the devotees. So I like when I come to Krishna, I like to see, I like these qualities of being, that he is the friend of his devotees, Bhakta Latsala, that he's grateful. I like this quality very much. That he never forgets any service which is given to him. I also like that he is controlled by whatever little love the devotees give. He is obliged, lovingly obliged. I like all these qualities which encourage me to enter into a relationship with Krishna very much, because that is what I wish. There are few like this in this category. But the quality which makes me smile is that Krishna is shy. Sriman. He's Sriman. He's shy. And this is what makes me lovingly shy. Because although he's God, he's shy. He's not like Mick Jagger, you know. Hare Krishna. Maybe I'm justice to Mick Jagger. But at least that's how he doesn't appear very shy. So, with your permission, I will now end this program. I wish that you all come safe to home, that at your home place you will be able to keep the water inside, keep the enthusiasm inside. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you very, very soon. I think the next thing in this area where I will go, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the Serbian summer camp in Fruška Goranga, which will be most probably also under the big heading of Vrindavan someday. Vrindavan will be part of it. We cannot do without, because it's in the forest already. So, see you then, if you can make it, otherwise, see you hopefully somewhere soon. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Sri Nityananda Dhamma ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur, Sri Nityananda Maharaj ki jai.